right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CADcast episode number 577. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who is also now an Epic Store exclusive, Wombat.
I guess. I mean,
you decided. I mean, you know, there's more money in it for you.
That's true. I get 70% of me, and that's really all I need.
And you can pass the savings along to the customer.
Yes, because so many people are looking to buy a piece of me.
Yes. I don't know where to go from there.
I don't either. Shipwreck's here.
I am. What? I am non-exclusive.
Right. You don't want to rub your fans the wrong way and commit to just one store over another.
No, I am open market.
It's very divisive. It's like politics.
Yep.
It is. Are we talking about that later?
Yeah.
Politics? Yeah. We have a whole politics section now on the show.
Right. We added it just for the show now. New weekly section.
It's called Shipwreck's Thoughts on Government. That's what the
section is.
Right.
And then we also have our section where we discuss the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a later. Later.
Mm-hmm. And whether or not that's a Australian possum or not.
Are you guys still arguing about the kids' animal book?
I am not. Not even a little bit. I'm way beyond it.
Good. I don't want you guys.
I'm pretty sure fighting. It's a small-eared greater Galaga.
I'm fine. If that's how it helps you sleep at night, then that's what it is.
A bush baby.
Yes, yes, yes. I got a reply back from my application to adopt a greyhound, though. I got that reply yesterday.
What'd they say?
They said they wanted to make sure that I was comfortable having a dog in my house with children, because I have children. And I said I already had a dog, so yeah, I'm cool with that. And then they emailed me about, you know, do I have a full fence, which I don't, but it's on our to-do list. It's, you know, on the agenda to do this year, so to get the fence finished.
Do you realize how big a greyhound is?
Yes, I am familiar with the greyhound. We went to a greyhound meet and greet recently, and a good friends of ours had a greyhound.
I'm sorry, did you say you're adopting a greyhound, like one of those racetrack dogs?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, a racetrack dog. Yes. Like that's what they're very large and they require a lot of room.
No, they don't. That is to
run.
They don't want to run anymore. They're really tired.
Right, they're done.
They sleep like 20 hours a day.
But that's because they're running for 4 hours.
They require long walks, like a good 40-minute walk.
And then, my neighbors have a greyhound, and that thing is just like zooming around the backyard like crazy.
So yeah, if we close off the fence, it's a non-issue. So that's basically that. But
I have a question though. These are the ones that were running in the races, right?
Yeah,
It's because that they outlawed it.
Exactly.
Florida?
So there are all these for greyhounds that have no homes. So we were thinking of taking in one because we recently lost our dog and we want another one. And this seems like the right thing to do.
It's like 10 times the size of your dog.
It is like 10 times the size of our dog. But I like greyhounds a lot. And it's one of the dogs I've always wanted. So why not do something good?
Go for it.
Yes, I know what I'm getting.
That's a lot of dog for your house.
It is a lot of dog for my house. But it's funny because when we're talking to the lady, she's like, you know, a lot of people in apartments like greyhounds. So I'm like, okay.
That sounds cruel to the dog.
It isn't. I know you think you're... I've done a lot of research on this.
I mean, your house is not necessarily cruel. Like, you have some room. Like, in an apartment, though?
Yeah. Yes.
I
don't live in an apartment, and I do have a backyard.
Right.
So.
Right. No. I don't think it's a totally bad idea for you.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure that.
Thanks for your permission.
You'd be able to ride this dog.
Well, what they do, they don't just like give you one. They actually send someone to your house and they like inspect you and they make sure that you like meet the
check you for fleas.
Yeah, basically make sure you're not like a crazy person, I guess. And they have to meet your whole family and they check
ship
the house.
I think we're safe.
So they who knows. So there you go. Well, maybe I'll have
I mean, I'm safe either way. I just want to make sure that Wombat is aware of
they're going to check to see if he's a crazy person or not, and then he's going to fail right off the bat.
Yeah, probably.
But why don't you get two? Can you get two and then we can bet on races in your backyard?
I think that's illegal.
Well, you know, you don't need to tell anybody.
Well, you just said it. So I'm prefacing it by saying, but that's illegal.
Right. Wink. I can't see you winking through the microphone.
You're not good at this at all.
So it's my first illegal
it's your first dog legal racing dog scam. Racing. Yeah, I understand. I've been here before. We'll see what happens. They emailed. Hopefully they'll email tomorrow with like the, are you free on Saturday? We'll have someone in your neighborhood come by and, I don't know, sniff you out. So
interesting.
Yeah, you don't get to choose either. You don't go to a shelter and pick out a dog and take it home with the greyhound mm-hmm. thing. They gauge your house and your personality and they assign a greyhound to you.
Here's the smallest, grumpiest greyhound we could find.
Well, with dogs, there's a lot of that. They do the uh-huh. Spanish greyhounds, which are smaller. So,
you're going to be picking up some big duties soon.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Some big dudes.
I mean, it literally could be like 3 or 4 months from now before there's any movement.
Bowel movements. So,
exactly.
Like the size of a fist.
But they keep bringing up these greyhounds from Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have no place to go. So I'm just, you know, trying to do my part for the environment. Right? Is that what it is?
I don't know. It's here, dogs. Here's some polar vortex for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Those dogs are not allowed outside in the cold.
Right. So, you remember West Palm Beach? Yeah. Well, forget it.
Yep.
How about not West Palm Beach?
Nope. Lots of sweaters. But anyway, that's what's going on in my life. Thanks for asking. Cool.
Ty wants a cat, and apparently I promised him that if he gets all straight A's in school, then I would get him a cat. And now he's getting all straight A's. But I don't exactly remember what the promise was. I feel like I said if he gets straight A's throughout middle school.
Do you want a cat?
I think my dad's pretty allergic to cats.
I wouldn't be able to visit you in your house again.
Even if it was like one of those short-haired cats?
I wouldn't be able to come visit you in your house again.
All right. I'll tell
Ty he's getting his cat.
Two cats.
Five cats. We're going to be the crazy cat people.
No, he was looking at the North Shore Animal League website.
Mm-hmm.
See which cat we're adopting.
Actually, I'll be honest. If you do want a cat, you should go to, you know, my wife is a volunteer at a cat shelter.
Not the North Shore Animal League?
No, it's a different one. And if I was a good husband, I'd know the name of it. Mm. But it's a cat shelter, and she does that every Saturday.
Sweet.
So she could hook you up with a cat.
I don't want a cat, I got to be honest. I don't.
I know you, and I know how anal retentive you are.
I'm not anal retentive.
Yes, you are. And I think the smell would get to you immediately, and you wouldn't be able to handle it.
I forgot about smell.
Yeah.
I don't want any smells.
I understand that. And I know that about you. And I'm telling you, I don't think you'd like this. Just the smell of any animal. Like even a hamster, I think would be too much. You'd walk.
Oh, I had a hamster as a child. So I know about that smell.
Yep. So, yeah, dead hamster.
I had several dead hamsters. Like at least three. They're all, yeah.
You seem like a tropical fish guy.
We had that too.
Yeah. Like you could just have one of these big aquariums in your house.
Well, it wasn't big.
How's no, I'm saying now. Now.
Oh, now? I wouldn't really have anything too big.
It'd give you a hobby.
Nah. There's a smell with the fish tank, too.
Yes.
There's a smell.
There's a smell.
You smell like fish.
Smells like fish.
No, I don't know. Fish, I think I could do fish. I need to. So now I need to come up with something. Like
that's what we had as a kid. We had fish.
Fish, yeah, because like I said, my dad was allergic.
Get Ty like a betta fish. That's just one fish in a small bowl that he could keep in his room.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Say, good. You did so good on your report card.
You're not getting a cat.
But how about a betta fish? Right, and then you take him to the pet store and he takes a look at how cool the betta fish look. And he'll be like, this is the best day of my life.
Oh, okay. I'm going to write this down. Betta fish.
And I'm serious. I guarantee you, he'll be like, this is so cool. I love you, Papa. And you'll feel good. And you'll be able to get him a pet that when it dies, you'll be like, these things happen. Mm-hmm.
He'll be sad.
He'll be sad.
Less sad. Less sad than a cat.
I mean, those things could live for a couple of years, so you might get lucky.
All right. Shep, are you buying any new animals, potentially?
I think I'm good on animals right now.
He's
right.
Got animals.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got 3 cats.
That's ridiculous.
It's not that ridiculous.
He's got a big house.
He does have a
big house. Spread the love.
That's true. 2 of the cats don't even know each other.
It's good.
Thank you.
How about some show feedback?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a show. I forgot.
I guess.
Shireese has to say, you guys, I'm really enjoying Assassin's Creed Odyssey much more than I did Red Dead Redemption 2. So ask me what level I am.
50?
49.
How is that? You're playing on easy, right?
I did knock it down to easy because I was at the point where I just didn't want to try hard anymore. But I think that's the same as spending the $10 on the XP.
That's fine. I'm not judging you in any way. I just need to know because I told Mrs. Chibi.
Yeah.
You know what's going on? Like Wombat's played like 5 less hours than us, and he's like 7 levels ahead of us. And yep. She's looking at me like I'm not even a man anymore.
Right.
So exactly at what level did you turn it down to easy?
I want to say 1. I turned it down to easy because what am I now? I said I was 49 out of 50. Maybe like 36, 37. There was one boss fight where I kept dying and I'm like, this is no fun anymore. Okay. So I turned it down to easy, just like, when I get done with this boss fight, I'll pump it back up to normal again. But then I just didn't. So.
Do you get more experience? Do you know what's...
I don't think you get more experience. I just think you can kill more people faster. I honestly don't know. Because I'm not really... Even when I was... Even on easy, I wasn't really doing things above my level. Until I hit level 47, I wasn't doing things above my level.
And you're not, like, grinding, really? You're just playing...
No, I'm just playing the game.
You must get more experience, because that's insane.
But if that's the case, then that's the trick. That's how you not spend an extra $10.
Right.
Like, you could do it on easy for, like, 3 hours, jump up a couple of levels, and then knock it to normal.
It's not a race. We're not racing.
I know. But it's also the... But if you're, you know... that complaint of I want to be.
I'm not complaining about that. I'm just I complained about the stupid experience boosters and that in general.
But, yeah, this is like
Mrs.
the
Chibi
free.
Is like, what's wrong with me?
I don't know. Are you doing all of the cult people? Are you looking for the cult people?
I'm looking for them when it's time to look for them.
No. Not when it's time to look
just
for them.
Just go after them, all of them.
Are you have like how many branches of the cult have you completed?
I've completed 2, I would say.
Okay, because I think I've done 4 or 5. Oh. And you got to do it, and you got to find the clues, and you got to do the whole thing. And that's like, actually eats up a lot of time, and you'll get a lot of experience for doing those.
All right. I don't know. I don't know that I can change course.
I don't know. I'm just trying to help.
I know.
But
I'm doing fine, though. I don't need help. I'm not racing.
I know. And there is definitely a WTF moment in that game, which had me rolling with how dumb it was.
Oh, how it was good, though. You liked it.
I liked it. I liked how dumb it was. It was dumb in a fun way. But
good.
I'm like, this is dumb, but I'm enjoying how dumb this is.
Sure.
So you'll know it when you get to it.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If it's done well, and
it's done well enough. It's like it was just like you got to be kidding me, and then I'm like, whatever.
All right.
Whatever. I've kicked guys off mountains in this game and hung off of Poseidon's dick. I really don't.
It is a great game.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We all like it more than Red Dead 2.
Yes. That's
fun. I haven't even played it yet.
You should play Assassin's Creed Odyssey and get yourself some fun armor.
Why don't you play on easy and buy the experience booster and then you can
I'll catch up.
You can catch up to me.
In about 45 minutes. But it does seem weird that playing it on easy would allow you to level up faster, but whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. I just know that we play every night for, I mean, an hour or so, an hour or less.
And what level are you? You got to be 40 something.
No, I think 39 or 8.
That doesn't make any sense at all. You're doing something wrong.
We're playing about, you know, I'd say we play about 45 minutes a night.
You're totally doing something wrong.
What could I be doing? I'm doing the missions. I'm doing, you know, the things that earn experience.
I don't know.
To earn experience.
I feel like you're doing something wrong.
I know. So do I.
Yeah, because that seems weird. Because I shouldn't be 10 levels ahead of you. I can understand if I was like 2 levels ahead because I was on easy, but 10 seems weird.
Well, we'll Google it and figure it out.
Googly.
How about some more show feedback?
Sure. X-Rian has to say, show feedback. Cheapy, you are insane.
Why did you read the show feedback?
Because he put that in his thing, and I thought it would be funny. And you laughed, so therefore it was.
Go. I'm sorry. Please.
That was going to make
you laugh. Please restart. Please restart.
Okay, sorry. X-Rian.
Sorry.
Did I restart?
Yes.
Show feedback. Chibi, you... I'm sorry. Chibi, you are insane if you don't think there would be a giant shitstorm if there was no $60 version of a game. I don't think you're wrong that prices should go up, but not everyone would be on board. On top of that, I don't know if the extra $10 MSRP would make up the difference for all the extra microtransactions these games make, especially since games these days drop to half price in less than a year. I mean, he's not wrong. I think people would freak out. And I don't know if $10 would be enough either to get rid of loot boxes. Although I haven't seen that many loot boxes lately, so... I will say that about Assassin's Creed, which is the game I'm playing the most of. There's a ton of microtransactions, but you always know what you're getting, so I guess that's something.
Okay, what else? What else? Show feedback.
Shanafan Keg has to say, GBD mentioned he does a great Paul Bearer impression. Let's hear it.
Does everybody know who Paul Bearer is?
Yes.
Do you know who Paul Bearer? Oh, you do.
We talked about it last week.
Okay, relax. I'll just say that I watched a lot of wrestling when I was in middle school and high school, and it was considered really cool if you could do impressions of the stars.
Was Paul Bearer like he was around when you were in middle school?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul Bearer, maybe not
when he was in middle school, maybe in high school for Chibi.
Paul Bearer was like early 90s. Yeah, maybe. I don't know that I did Paul Bearer actually in high school.
Okay, I was going to say, because didn't he come along with The Undertaker?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so that's early 90s, yeah, that was right? Mm-hmm. Well, high school, I graduated high school in 91.
Because you're old.
Anyway, Paul Bearer, yes. Right? So I prepared for this. I watched the video and I wrote down some stuff.
So let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, Undertaker, I've been sitting all alone in the darkness of my funeral home, thinking about mass burials, all the mass burials down through history. I wish I could have been there, but there's one, yes, one ahead that I will attend. Oh, yes, 29 bodies, 29 souls, and you, Undertaker, can present them to me one by one. And with each one, you'll get closer and closer to your... I got tired towards the end.
That's good.
That was pretty good.
You know he's dead.
He recently died, I know.
In 2013. Who knew?
I wanted to honor his memory.
His real name was William Moody.
That's almost as good.
That I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, rest in peace, Paul Bearer.
Where's the organ music?
Yes.
Did they play like the Undertaker organ music at his funeral?
I would assume so. I don't know. Anyway, that's enough of that.
Okay.
Did you see any good movies lately?
Yes, we did. You know, I got that cinema? How do you say that?
Cinema.
Cinema.
Anyway.
Anyway, we saw The Kid Who Will Be King, which we really enjoy it. I think it's a really good family movie. It's a kid's take on, you know, King Arthur and Excalibur. And, you know, it takes place in England, and I thought it had a lot of humor in it and had a very good message for the kids. So a lot of people, when I posted on Twitter that I saw it and liked it, I had a lot of people tell me that they thought that it looked horrible from the trailer and that there were a lot of ads for it in their, on their social media platforms. And then one guy told me that he saw it and he hated it and he thought it was like too serious or something. And I thought it was funny. I thought there were a lot of funny jokes in there. And so I don't know what he's talking about. But it is definitely a movie for kids.
I know my...
It's a rated PG movie.
My kids both want to see it, so... Who knows? If it's 3 degrees on Saturday, maybe we'll go.
Right. There is, you know, there are some scary moments, but, you know, it's PG.
Excellent.
We liked it. We liked it a lot.
You know, we're watching in our house every week. That Masked Singer show is a big deal in our house. Do you guys, Chibi doesn't watch TV, so he probably doesn't even know what that is.
I do know what it is because I don't live in a bubble, but I have not watched it.
Okay. Yeah, we watch it every week. That show was wacky. Especially
Rumor Willis is on it.
Huh?
Right? Isn't Rumor Willis on it?
That's one of the rumored masked people, but I don't think that's who it is. I think it's Paris Hilton is the alien.
Oh, she's a good singer? Is she a good singer?
It's not that she's a good singer, but she has released a single and the clues kind of match up. Not everyone is great. Like the person who we're all 99% sure is Gladys Knight, when she sings, you could tell that it's someone who really knows how to sing. And Donny Osmond knows how to sing. So
wait, Gladys Knight is going to get into one of those costumes?
She already is. You don't know who's in the costume. So every week, obviously the number goes down each week. You know, it started out with two rounds of six, but now it's down to two rounds of four. These people sing in full costume and you don't know who it is, and someone gets voted off at the end of each episode, and then they take off their mask and you find out who it is. So last week it was Margaret Cho, who, by the way, is a better singer than you would assume.
I had no assumptions.
Probably.
There.
Right.
And the week before that it was Terry Bradshaw. And the week before that it was Tommy Chong. Like, some of them, especially when you don't know who it is, you're like, what? But
Tommy Chong's a good singer?
Tommy Chong is not a good singer. No. Right. And I knew it was him right away. Like, sometimes you could tell, like Donny Osmond, who is the peacock, although we're not supposed to know that yet. It doesn't take a genius to know that that's Donny Osmond. Like, every clue they gave, it's like, I've been performing since I was five. I light up the Vegas stage. My good friend Michael Jackson. I'm like, yeah, you're Donny Osmond. We get it. He's basically, you know, he's made references to puppy love and all the things that would let you know that that's who it is. So it's fun though, because there's still a handful of people on that show that I have no idea who's really could be under the mask. And it's one of the few shows that literally everyone in my house gets together on the couch and watches as like a unit. So I recommend The Masked Singer if you want a show for the whole family. Speaking of family things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure I do.
I don't know.
We listened to the Jerky Boys last night while we were finishing dinner as a family.
As a family?
Uh-huh.
Did Ty bring his shoes and his glasses so we had them?
Yep, we enjoyed that one together. Ty thought it was pretty funny. I thought he might fall off his chair at some point. But, I think when everybody experiences the Jerky Boys for the first time, they hurt themselves laughing.
Is that on Spotify or something?
It is.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know if Elliot's quite old enough for that yet.
He's not.
Sabrina, maybe. Sabrina was asking me, how do you listen to podcasts? She wants to start listening to podcasts.
Probably this one, right?
And I'm like,
is that what she was? Where can I listen to you, Dad?
Yeah.
No.
This is it.
There's no way that she wants to do that.
No, she has no interest in listening to this show, but she wants to listen to other people. More power to her, I guess. What's this year about Aquaman? Are we talking about how Aquaman made a lot of money?
It's the biggest DC comic movie of all time, somehow.
What do you mean, somehow? It's not bad. Have you seen it?
But it's Aquaman. Who would have thought that was going to happen?
Well, it took them a while to figure out how to make decent movies.
But even more than the Batman movies?
Like The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
And The Dark Knight Returns.
The Batman movies.
I guess.
Yeah. So how is that possible?
Not that many. I feel like...
China.
Yeah, maybe.
China.
I'll take your word for it.
China didn't really care for Batman.
Congratulations, Aquaman.
Yep. You know what they call Aquaman in China?
What?
Aquaman. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just wondering if you knew.
No, I don't. I do not know what Aquaman is called in China.
Somebody find that out. But you think if I use Google Translate, that'll work?
Sure.
I was using it earlier to find out what report card was in Japanese. Do you know what it is?
Reporto card?
Reporto cardo.
So I was close.
Aquaman. Let's see. Aquaman is English, and it's going to...
Chinese.
We got to find Chinese. Traditional Chinese. What? No. Aquaman.
See? In Spanish, that would be here, man.
Yeah, that was close. Here, man. Right, good. Not very exciting name for a character.
Mm-mm. It's not like Aquaman is that
exciting. No, that's what, I just don't understand. It's just Chinese people were interested in seeing it, I guess. The whole country. Or not. I don't know. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Batman's supposed to be the big deal.
He was until they ruined him.
Aquaman, tier one.
Shit.
It's crazy.
The toys are good.
The toys are really good, but we've talked about that before.
Yes. Should we do... Where are we? New releases?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're in new releases. I got one today. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes.
Why?
Because I have a daughter that when she saw the trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3, she was really excited about it.
That's not necessarily a good enough reason to get that game on release day.
But what? How are you going to explain story? How are you going to explain the story to her?
We're playing through the first one. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
Yeah, we're playing through Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah, but it's still going to be just ridiculous.
She's really not into it for the story so much.
Good.
I mean, she just likes to see Mickey Mouse and
it's all the Disney stuff. Yeah, like all of
worlds colliding.
Yes, that's the exciting part. She got really excited when I took the game out of the envelope and handed it to her, and she got to like look at all the characters that were on the back of the box.
Yeah. So cool. Enjoy that.
That's why I got it at launch, Wombat.
Yeah, you animal.
I guess.
Plus, I think it was like a $10 gift card and GCU. And
sure.
I got a free keychain.
No. Meanwhile, Wombat doesn't even let his daughter listen to podcasts.
No, we don't experience joy in this house.
Right.
Unless you're a greyhound.
Exactly. We're waiting. We're saving it all up.
It's going to be experiencing joy all over the backyard.
So I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but I know it got good reviews.
Okay. Cool.
Looking forward to it.
People have been asking a lot of questions to us about it, like asking us to watch the story recaps.
No.
I don't really want to do that. I'm sorry.
You already know it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so.
I believe it. I'm not doubting it. The title of the game is ridiculous. Every release is more ridiculous than the next. They're just adding random letters at some point. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's interesting that Disney allows them to do that.
It must make money.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does. It's just
that's all Disney cares about is making
it's such
that
a
money.
Weird use of their property, though.
Like, it is. But I guess it's tried and true, and it's big in Japan, and I don't know. They like Japan? Who knows?
It's just weird that they're like, yeah, Elsa, make her evil. Go for it.
Mm.
So it's a weird take on their characters. But Spider-Man finally got Bagman.
Yep. I requested it for many, many months now.
I'm sure that was it.
That was it?
Yep.
they listen to me and they're like, oh, well, you know, he wants Bagman. We might as well put it in. So I did check it out. It's cool. It's Bagman. My son and I had a good laugh over it. And then he asked me what comic book issue it was from. And then we looked that up. And that was a good time.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Bonding.
Bonding. Bonding over Spider-Man. I figured Shipwreck would approve.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. Sure. Bagman's classic goof. So.
Yep. Yes. Have you been reading any of the more recent Nick Spencer Spider-Man stuff?
I read the first couple issues.
The first two issues of that are on Unlimited now, so I've read those first two issues.
They're good.
I was curious to know if it's any good or if I should just bail on it now.
Well, I've only read those first two issues, so I thought they were pretty good, but I was pretty down on the Dan Slott stuff. So
yeah, I know that. I like the and the lizard was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So that cover is pretty dope, actually. That Amazing Spider-Man 2 cover from last year is a really good cover with the big lizard head on it. But anyway, that's not a new release.
No. or a video game.
No.
It doesn't fit in this category.
You should be reading The Immortal Hulk, by the way. I know I said that to you. You never responded. Check out The Immortal Hulk. That's right up. That's up your alley for comic books.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get around to it.
It has like a Vision, the Vision vibe.
Oh, does it?
To it. Yeah.
Okay. Who wrote it?
It's not. I'm trying to think. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'm losing it. I'm getting old. But it's good. It's not a feel good comic book. So it's your kind of thing. And people are always asking me, what's a good comic book?
I like feel good comics too. I just like the extremes.
Yeah. Don't like anything. And this one is, this is definitely, not middle of the road. So.
So I think, Resident Evil 2 is on this list, but we talked about that last week.
Yeah, that's why I'm like sort of.
So I think we're talking about other things. Into Switch games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't going to do it this week, but I just said fuck it, and I threw three fake games on here.
Okay.
Ooh. Is Walk one of them?
Walk is a fake game.
Yeah.
Is When Ski Lifts Go Wrong?
No, that's a real game.
Okay.
I got emails about that one. It actually looks pretty
good. I'm going to guess Squirrel Adventure, The Legend of D's Nuts. is not a real game.
Correct.
What about My Exotic Farm 2018?
I know how to spell exotic. What do you think?
I thought, yeah.
What about Piku Niku?
That's a real game. That's a real game.
Drowning?
It's a real
for
game.
$254.
Oh, DMV Simulator.
That's the fake game.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like it could be a real game.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That sounds all right. Mm-hmm.
Somebody do that. Big monies, especially on the DLC.
Stop, no whammies.
You could have DMVs in different states. Money's just out there.
Yep. What's next?
Oh, Dragon's Lair finally came out for the Switch. Dragon's Lair
trilogy.
That is all of the new releases, I believe.
All right, ta-da.
We did it.
All right, it's time for multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught.
Let's get it rolling.
Well, at Seth Macy writes in and he suggests we change Overwatch Onslaught to Wombat's Arby's Watch Onslaught. What's the what are we watching for?
I don't know. How about Wombat's Assassin's Odyssey?
Now it sounds like it's sponsored by something.
Well, maybe it could be.
Is that what that?
You'll never
know. So does Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. So
except that you hate it. The joke was that you hate it.
I understand that. And I was like trying to revise it to something I don't hate for this year. Like maybe it's going to be Wombat's Anthem Onslaught for 2019.
Because you hate it.
I didn't enjoy that demo.
We could talk about that.
Did you play the demo?
We could talk about that now. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I stared at a screen that wouldn't let me into the game for 95% of my experience with the demo. The VIP demo, by the way. That's the demo where you have to pre-order the game.
You are a very immense penis.
Yes. I was a very irate person from this experience. It's pretty weird that they just – the game really didn't work much throughout the VIP demo. And then they just ended the demo when it was supposed to end as planned. And they were just like, sorry. I guess we're sorry. Not really.
Check it out when it comes out.
Right. I was like, what? But from what I played, and it's true, I didn't play very much at all, but it did not spark joy immediately.
Not for me either. And I did go into it with an open mind and an open heart, I want a game that I'm like, this is it. This is the one. But I don't know. It was fine. The combat was fine. I'm not a fan of that hub world. I thought it was a little too slow.
The one with all the people in your way as you're trying to walk around?
Yeah, and you're trying to walk around, then you walk around like you're on Quaaludes, and you talk to people, and you can't skip through the dialogue.
Because it's slow, you mean? The camera's so slow? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, I get it. And all you really want to do is, all you need to do is go to the forge, customize your thing so you could look like an idiot, choose what weapons you want, and then go shoot things.
And why would I want to be not in my super suit when I'm in the hub world?
Why would there be a hub world? I don't understand. I don't understand the point of the hub world at all in this game. It doesn't.
People asked for it, I think.
But it doesn't work in the sense that, so when you play the game, it's, you know, if you play Destiny, you kind of get it if you do the missions where you either can get, auto paired up with two other people, or I think it's two other people, maybe three, or you can play with friends. But when you go to the hub world, it boots out of that party and you are alone. So if you wanted to play multiple missions, you have to disconnect from your friends and then connect with your friends again. Because if you get, when you get new gear, you don't get the gear during the mission. You don't get it until after the mission. So you have to end the mission, go back to the hub world, go to the mechanic station, then you can look at what your new weapons are, then you could decide to equip them, and then you could go to the next mission where you have to pair up with your friends again. It all seems very tedious.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just don't understand that design decision. It's not even about the quality of the game. It's about the design decision. Like, why so many hurdles to keep this game, you know, keep the action moving, keep me in the game, in the thing that will get me to keep playing the game and buy more stuff for the game. Instead, it's like, okay, you found a doodad, but we're not going to tell you what that doodad is until after the mission. Oh, what? Is this mission better with a shotgun instead of a sniper rifle? Too bad you chose sniper rifle before the mission started, because you can't change your weapon once the mission starts. Choose two, and that's all you're stuck with until the end of this mission. I don't know. There's some things in this that I don't love.
Right. Why is BioWare making a game like this?
Because they were told to.
And why does it, to me, it seems like they're just trying to ape Destiny, and they're working off they're working off a spreadsheet. Like, how are we gonna work this into our game, and how Destiny does it this way, how are we going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to probably wait for, if I do get it at all, maybe I just don't.
10 hours, EA access.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Oh, that's good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, good, don't call. Forget. Never forget. That's how you got into the VIP demo, right?
That's right. So. Yeah. I'll play my 10 hours and I'll be like, all right, I get it. Get it, got it.
Right. All right, so there's some big items here in the news this week, Wombat.
What's going on?
Did you hear about Metro Exodus being exclusive to the Epic Store?
Wow, who does that affect? How many people? Like 7?
I don't
probably
know.
Sell they'd a probably decent sell amount. Yeah, they probably sell. That's a pretty they'd big PC sell game.
A million?
Yeah, do you think they sell a million copies of the Metro series?
On PC?
On PC, yeah. I'm curious. So. I believe you. I don't know. I mean, it's it. I guess. Sure.
Hi. Oh, hi. I'm doing a podcast here.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Yeah? Chibi. Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
She forgot. She might have a few pops before coming home.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's exclusive to the Epic Store.
Scared the shit out of me, by the way. Yeah.
The game is supposed to come out in 2 weeks. And they announced it today.
Valve's
I think
not
the timing
happy.
Is really the big issue. Though.
That was one, right? Of, right. It's one of the things that was not happy about.
Because they had
about.
Been advertising for this game for like a year on Steam, and then like 2 weeks before it comes out, a month before it comes out, 2 weeks. Basically 2 weeks before it comes out, they decide
weeks, yeah,
to pull
weeks.
It from the store and make it exclusive for a year
on
the Epic Store.
Yeah. Dick move.
A little bit.
Got
it's
admit,
weird.
It's a dick move. I mean, yeah. If they've been promoting it for a long time, as Ship said, it's not nice.
Nope.
Also, the game is now, it's $50 on the Epic Store. They were selling for $60 on Steam. And I believe who publishes Metro?
Deep Silver.
Deep Silver, I believe, said that, you know, they're basically passing their better cut on to the customer.
So looking at Steam Spy, both Metro games have sold between 2 million and 5 million copies on Steam.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's more than I would have expected.
Each, you're saying?
Each.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. Those are bigger sellers than I would have guessed. Although those games do get fairly cheap.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about that, but I mean, still, that's not nothing to
no,
sneeze
No, that's nothing
about.
To sneeze at. No, it is not. That is a major franchise. I take back what I said.
Deep Silver needs this one.
Yeah. Well,
right? What else is, like, what's Deep Silver put out?
What is crazy, though, is that by the time that goes on sale at the Epic Store, that game's going to be like $15.
No.
Oh, you mean on the, mean? On
Oh, on
Steam,
you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not
yeah that's what I meant. I meant on the Steam store. Sorry. Right. I can't read. So, yeah. By the time that game goes on sale on Steam, it'll be $15. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, Deep Silver's had Kingdom Come Deliverance this year, or last year as well. So they're
okay.
They've had some success. They also have Shenmue 3 coming up.
Yep.
All right.
Time to start buying the exotic sports cars now if you're Deep Silver management.
I
would invest
that.
In Lamborghinis.
I don't know about that.
Great investment.
You know what they should invest in?
What?
GameStop.
GameStop's having a rough go.
They could buy the company.
Deep Silver
could own GameStop.
And that could be the only game. Now they're only going to sell it at GameStop.
Exactly.
They're going to fuck over the Epic Store like a week before launch.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful. And they're going to change the name of the store to Metro Stop. The only place you can buy Metro games. It's a great strategy. No. Yep. So GameStop's been looking for a buyer, actually. There's been a process going on, and they just announced today that that process has ended with them not being able to find a buyer. And the stock was like down like 27% today, which is a lot.
No one wanted it. That's crazy.
Well, it's a tough sell. There's a lot of retail locations.
Really, what that means, like, and you know, I made the joke on the chat earlier today, like, not even like a Bain Capital. Mitt Romney didn't want to buy it up so he could cut it into pieces and
not yet.
Just destroy
not
it.
Not yet.
Is it? No, okay. We're just not there yet.
It's getting cheaper.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like that's what it is. Stock. It's
once a hedge fund buys it, well, no, that's the end because that's the American way now.
Shit, Shipwreck. How do we save GameStop? What can they do? Sell coffee?
There may There may be a market for that. That might be filled.
But I can't buy, where can I buy like video game themed socks and get a cappuccino? Nowhere. I think it's a good idea. No used market though for coffee.
I don't know. I don't know what GameStop can do. Like they don't really offer anything that you can't just find elsewhere.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to go there over, say, Target to get a game.
They have all the same tchotchkes.
Right. And they don't have, like, it might be interesting if they, like, carried, like, retro games. Because then there's, like, oh, I need to go there because I need to get a older game.
But even that sort of.
Well, it is, niche. But it's some reason.
And there's no reason, there's some to, go reason there to go there at this there point.
Then. Like, something. Coffee. Like there's not a reason to go into GameStop unless there's an item like on sale.
Wait, I got it. Coffee and donuts. Their own kind of donuts.
So in other words, you want GameStop to be Dunkin' Donuts?
No, Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I see. Krispy Kremes are all gone. So you want it to be
Krispy
Dunkin'
Kremes
Donuts.
Aren't all gone?
Or maybe, well, maybe you maybe they should merge. Krispy Kreme and GameStop. Krispy Stop.
I don't know. They need
Game Kreme.
I hope they figure like it out. But I,
sure.
I don't know what that is. I mean, sitting on.
What about like comic books? Is it like
the lucrative world of comic books? Yes.
I'm just thinking. I mean, there are still comic book stores out there. You know, you have the collectibles already. Maybe, you know, and you throw in maybe more. Some of the stores are mostly collectibles now, but you kind of, you know, you keep building on that. You get the comic books like Newberry Comics in the mall, GP. But with video games.
The one in our mall is moving.
Okay.
I'm just going to report to you on what's going on at Roosevelt Field now for all our listeners.
Exactly. We don't care.
And we got a Chick-fil-A, I think.
Wonderful. It's not open on Sundays, though. Yeah, I don't know. That's my thought. That's my suggestion. Sell comic books. That's
it. I'm not going to give them any more great ideas unless they pay me. So I gave you
that. I have some good ideas, but yeah, they'd have to pay me. That's my bad idea for the show.
Yep. Can't give away all the free great ideas for free.
No.
Learn that from the Joker. In other news, EA is going to stop selling loot boxes. Well, I don't think they call them loot boxes in FIFA. But Belgium had outlawed loot boxes. And
card packs.
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be selling the FIFA points, which is what you use to buy those things. They give up. They say they don't agree with it, but...
But it's Belgium, so who cares?
Right. But, you know, there's their sentiment, I guess that sort of died down. I haven't heard much about it from the U.S. government.
It's called a Belgian whip.
A Belgian whip? Mm-hmm. What's that from?
That is from Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, right. Yes. That's loot boxes. I can't talk about loot boxes anymore.
No, it's okay.
We talked about Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Microsoft. This Shanafan wanted to let us know that there were some good games with gold this month.
Is there, though?
Well, not good. I think he was just trying to rub it in that I had actually paid money for Super Bomberman R.
And now it's going to be free on February 16th?
Oh, you have to wait. I'm going to practice. Except there's nobody online playing, so I can't practice.
Just you wait until mid-February, you'll have everyone to play with. Yep. And then we'll realize this game's crap and move on.
I don't know that it's crap, though.
I'll find out when I download it.
From what I've played, and it's hard to, like I said, it's hard to play because nobody online to play, but at least the online multiplayer mode is similar to Super Bomberman from the.
Does it have like Super couch? Nintendo. Couch?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, maybe I'll play with my kids.
Are you currently playing Bomberman with your kids?
probably not gonna play it with your kids then.
Well, I mean, I don't have the game. That would be the reason why.
You don't have a single Bomberman game?
No. Monster. No, I do not.
That's you, okay.
Monster.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't
have one
like
either. That's why I bought
like
this one.
Thing that I needed to have at least one Bomberman game in the house. How dare you?
I feel like I'm tripping over Bomberman games here.
That's what you got from your parents for your wedding was Bomberman. Yeah, every home needs to have one.
Bomberman's awesome.
Is it though?
It is.
Bomberman's pretty fun.
In college, it's good.
It's pretty fun. Okay. I've been playing a lot of Farm Together.
Farming? It's a farming game that you play with two people. And you farm together. Are you growing corn?
I don't think we've unlocked corn yet, actually. Or maybe we just did.
Corn. Are there animals on your farm, or is it purely vegetation?
There are. We have animals. So it's kind of Keffling-like, I would say. So you have what are essentially look like Xbox avatars, but they're their in-game created characters. And you're walking around and like something pops up on the screen that says like, hey, to get the next doodad and unlock something else, you got to get like, I don't know, 10 eggs and 8 cauliflower. And so you plant those things, you get your chickens, you
plant your chickens and hatch your cauliflowers.
Right, exactly. It is very low key. There's no like there's nothing like Viva Pinata where something's gonna come attack you or anything. But it's very relaxing and it's well done. So the only downside is that to play co-op, there's no like couch co-op, so you have to have multiple Xboxes or be playing online. So Mrs. Shipwreck and I are each playing on a different Xbox.
So you have two. Do you have two copies of this game?
No, because it's a digital game. It's $20. Okay. So if you buy it on your home Xbox, then Mrs. Shipwreck can play it there, and I can play it on any Xbox.
Gotcha.
But no, it's surprisingly well done.
Cool.
Our farm is thriving.
Glad to hear it.
Gretchen got upset when she realized that we were recording tonight and that she wouldn't have time to check on the crops.
Oh, do they grow when you're not playing?
Yeah. It's that type of thing. Like where you're like going to plant some potatoes and those like take 2 days to grow. So you're gonna wait for those potatoes to come in.
Is this a free-to-play game?
No, it's $20, but there's none of that like cell phone thing of like buying Smurf berries to make things grow faster. You can like set up, like you can buy like sprinklers and stuff like with your in-game stuff to make stuff grow faster. So it's pretty solid.
Wombat's downloading it right now.
I know. He went silent because he's like, I got to farm together. You could maybe visit our farm. I don't remember how many people can farm together.
I'm good.
Same.
Tractors. Get a tractor. Mm. We're really practicing just so we can get into the E-League.
Yeah, good call. That's going to be good. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're ready for the CAG bag. I think. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Fine. Let's do this. At Why Not Ronnie writes in and says, top analyst time. Fill in the blank for each major console. I don't know. This is too complicated.
The Switch needs more blank and less blank.
It seemed like a good idea at the time when I put this on here. And now looking at it,
you realize we had to think about this. Switch needs more
first party games.
Sure. Yes. And less.
And less shovelware.
And less Squirrel Adventures.
Exactly. The PlayStation needs more
RAM.
Elite controllers.
A downloadable Game Pass service that's as good as the Xbox One. And backwards compatibility.
And less?
Smugness.
That's perfect, really. Did you see that they announced that they have a official PlayStation 2 terabyte external drive with Seagate?
Yeah, and it's an extra $10 because it has a logo on it.
Because it has the PlayStation logo on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Less smugness. And the Xbox needs more exclusives, I guess?
Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, this one, that was an easy one.
Yeah. Xbox needs more exclusives and less complicated UI on their dashboard.
Well, or stop changing it every like 6 months. Because once you figure it out, it's like, oh.
It's super slow now. Like, I have to restart my Xbox constantly to like get to where it's happy.
Yep. They need to like calm it down. They need it to simmer down.
Whoa, boy.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. I did it.
We did it. You helped.
Less smugness on that.
Less smugness.
All right. At Great Mighty Daddy writes in and asks, is Shipwreck still using Hoopla Digital to borrow audiobooks from his local library? If so, does this library offer access to Libby? It seems to have a wider selection over Hoopla, but like a traditional library, there are finite copies of items that can be checked out.
My library doesn't have Libby. We have a couple other...
Sadie?
Yeah. A couple other programs besides Hoopla that kind of work in that similar, you actually have to check out finite copies.
Right.
But Hoopla is, pretty solid still. I haven't done an audiobook in a couple months, but I still use Hoopla. It's like built into my smart TV. They have an app for Hoopla, so I can watch stuff there as well.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think my library has Hoopla. I should double check.
Yeah, I think I set that up, but never did anything with it.
It's not bad.
Cool.
Yep.
I got enough libraries. Stuff to look at, though. Yeah, we love libraries.
Yep. We're library fans.
Really controversial opinions right there about libraries.
You know what? Not everyone shares that opinion, so.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Fuck a library. That's what
I could.
All right. I think we're done.
All right.
I think we're ready to say goodnight. I think we're ready to thank everybody for listening and to remind them to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. We got at CAG Deals on Instagram. If by some reason you want to see Video Game Deals on Instagram, that's how you do it. At CAG Deals. What else are we plugging?
That's it. Follow me on Twitter at New Wombat.
Oh, wait. I forgot one CAGBAG question.
Sure.
It wasn't really a question. Well, I guess it's a question, technically. At Aaron Gronke. Uh-huh. There's no way that's how you pronounce that, but.
Probably Gronk.
Gronk, okay. Is it weird that I still get the Cags on News song stuck in my head?
That is a Duran Duran song called Girls on Film. If you have Spotify, go listen to it.
Or you can listen to it right now. Say bread's done.
Bread's done.
Cags on News. Stirring up controversy. Cags on News. Cags on News. Check for in the industry. Cags on News.
The immortal Hulk Hogan will be one of 30 men in a Royal Rumble. As will this man, standing by with manager Paul Bearer. Let's hear from The Undertaker.
Oh, Undertaker, I've been sitting all alone in the darkness of my funeral home, thinking about mass burials, all the mass burials down through history. I wish I could have been there, but there's one, yes, one ahead that I will attend. Oh, yes. 29 bodies, 29 souls.
My sole purpose in this lifeless world is to collect the souls of the unfortunate people that cross me. Coming soon, there will be 29 bodies at my feet, and I'll stand alone at the top.
with comments. The scene is set for the first big outing of 1992. You may want to circle January the 19th on your calendar, when 30 of the greatest superstars of the World Wrestling Federation congregate in a competition where it's every man for himself, no allies, only enemies, friend versus friend, foe against foe. However, at this Royal Rumble, it's going to be a little different. Not only will the winner get the green, but the winner will get the gold. The World Wrestling Federation Championship Belt.